Live. Live from Denver. In high definition. The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show on Twitter. And now, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
We're the best three friends that anybody can have.
Welcome.
Okay, here we are. Live on Adobe Radio. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI
is the phone number.
You can give that a call, or you can also, of course, join the chat. Adobe.com/EJCVIP is the chat room. Bunch of people in there. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. A lot of stuff to get to. We have a couple guests, of course, joining the big EJC show. What are you doing, Chris?
He's pouring water.
Just getting a glass of water.
Oh, why'd you bring
it
over?
Are you denying us access to water now?
No, no water. This is a dry show. We want our throats and mouths to be as dry as possible. So we're smacking a lot on the air. That's what we need.
Are you a big fan of the dry mouth blowjob?
I don't know if that's a thing, is it?
I've
never heard of that one.
Don't catch that for the soundboard.
That's going to be on the soundboard.
I'm going to regret saying that. You can add to the soundboard.
Well,
I'll tell you from now on what I want to be on the soundboard for me.
Do the exact opposite, Eddie.
You may think that we're not professional, but how about this? There's an announcer, and I guess his voice cracked as he was calling a college football game over the weekend. Did anybody catch this? Let's see here.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores on the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My voice would crack.
Yeah. Why do those announcers always have to yell?
Because it was exciting.
They're excited.
Is it?
That's part of the. I'm sure it's part of the job description.
I kinda,
you got to be enthusiastic.
Yeah, you have to portray what's going on.
But is anybody really that excited besides the people?
I yell all the time during football games.
But does he need to be yelling? Because when you're yelling, you can't hear him yell. Do we even need these people? I wish you could turn off the announcers.
Yeah, it's called a mute button.
Yeah, but you still want to hear the ambiance of the crowd. I wish you could just mute the announcers.
You
I
could just put
that.
On crowd noise.
I don't want to hear Chris Collinsworth talking about stupid crap.
I'm tired of your Chris Collinsworth bashing.
Yeah, all football season long, all you do is bash him.
He seems like a nice guy.
Like,
but
you don't even pay attention to the football game. You just pay attention on how much you hate Chris Collinsworth.
I know, that's why I want to mute him. If I could mute him, I could enjoy the game. Can you?
Yeah, mute button.
No, but I want to hear the crowd.
Mute button. And then just look up crowd noise on your computer and play that.
Play that.
In the background.
But don't you think they should have a different audio option so you can turn off these annoying announcers? They're the worst.
No.
And then this happened.
Isn't that just the mute button? Mute it.
I wanted to hear the excitement.
The general, just the white noise of the fans
yeah.
in the crowd.
Why?
Why don't you just turn on the bathroom fan?
In fact, if I could just mute Chris Collinsworth and have the other announcer.
Really?
That'd be
Al Michaels?
Fine. Oh, we'll do Al Michaels.
You like Al Michaels over Chris Collinsworth.
This also happened. You know how like after the football games they'll go in the locker room? I guess this guy was laughing because he saw penises or something.
Get on in the season, getting down to the nitty gritty. And that's a big stop.
Wowie zowie. What an interview.
Yeah.
That was
interesting.
Oh, I guess what happened is the NFL Network caught a bunch of nudity in the background during
that's funny.
And after the
that's what happened.
What a bunch
in
of goddamn
room.
Hypocrites! Like they charged what's her name Forever Go for Nipplegate like $1 billion.
Janet Jackson,
yeah, and then MIA flipped the bird. A couple of years ago,
this is
when
they're
going after her to crucify her.
This is different, though, because it's not over broadcast TV. This happened on the NFL Network, so there's no FCC jurisdiction there. But, they caught a bunch of dongs. I've always wondered if that would happen. I guess it happens.
Yeah.
What can
it's
you
a
do?
Locker room.
Yeah,
what do you
I
expect?
Know. I mean, that's kind of like the nature of the beast.
This is Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
Shazam!
Shazam!
I was just trying to beat you to the punch.
Shazam!
I gotcha.
Yeah, you got it.
Did you watch Shazam last night, starring Shaquille O'Neal?
Ooh, good reference.
Thank you.
That's shitty movie.
Terrible movie.
Presumably. Who the fuck has seen it? Oh, Real Steel or something?
Yeah. Was it Real Steel or Blue
Steel? Or just Steel or something.
Yeah, which Shaquille O'Neal movie is worse?
I haven't seen either.
Really?
Why would I watch a Shaquille O'Neal movie?
I'm pretty sure I saw the Steel movie when I was a kid. I don't know, remember it.
I think as a general rule, we need to stop making athletes actors.
Well, there's some
good ones. As a general rule, we need to stop paying attention to Shaquille O'Neal. I hear he's a good guy, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Who tells you that?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere. I read it or something.
Who do you know who knows Shaquille O'Neal?
Nobody. I'm just telling you what I heard... Look, can we not focus on that? That wasn't even my point.
What's your point?
Your supermarket tabloids are no point of reference.
Are you in the loop on what's his name? The player who was unconscious at the Bunny Ranch. What's his name? Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. What's going on with that?
He's like he almost died from, organic penis pills and...
And Coke or something.
I don't know
exactly what it was.
He's found almost dead at the Bunny Ranch.
Sounds like a good weekend, though. Jen is on the line. Hello.
That's how Eddie wants to go out.
How small is your dick if you're like a 7'2" basketball player and you still need penis enhancement?
He took like 10 of them.
1-888-99 Adobe is a
phone
number.
10 penis pills.
Jen is on the line. Hello, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So we understand that you started your own college radio show or something, right?
Oh, inspired by us.
Trying to.
And what's this college radio show? You need some advice or something?
I'm basically just looking for interesting material because
we're
supposed to play like 10 songs and find different stuff to talk about.
So you're calling us to do the work
for you? Are you from Canada?
She is, I believe.
Yes.
Say about again. What? Say about.
It's about.
A boot. It's a boot.
I love it.
It sounded like a vout, actually.
Here's something interesting for you, Jen. One woman was in Target with her kids. She realized that pornography was playing over the intercom, and she took a little YouTube video.
What is going on at Target right now?
Oh, yeah. Get that.
That's real?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That is real.
That is hilarious.
Can you use that on your college show, Jen?
Probably not. I don't know. It only goes to my teacher right now. Second semester doesn't actually go online.
Oh, yeah. She probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, let's pretend like this is your college show. And
Eddie's Professor Eddie now.
You're coming out of a song, and you're going to go into your big break like we do on EJC. What are you going to talk about?
I just try to look up funny stuff, keep it interesting.
You're not being very engaging. You're coming out of a break. You have to crank it up a notch and be excited.
Welcome them back.
Welcome everybody in.
Yeah.
Welcome them in.
Welcome to my life.
Go ahead, Jen, take it away.
You guys are putting me on the spot. That's terrible.
Go for it.
This is what you have to do as a professional.
Yeah, you're on the spot when you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Disc jockey.
Go ahead, Jen. Come on, Jen. You can do it.
I usually just say, hey, you're chatting with your girl, Jen, and then I go right into my story.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's what we want you to do.
Hey, what's your name?
Here we go.
Jen.
Here we go. We're coming out of a song, and here's your little bumper music. Go for it, Jen.
Yeah, just go, hey, thanks for sticking around, and you're chatting with your girl, Jen, and then I go into what I'm going to talk about. But yeah, if it's something funny, I try to
We need you to go into it.
She doesn't have anything.
You
Come
said
on.
You had something there. And then, don't you have
something? Oh, I have date stories, yeah.
Okay, so then say, hey, it's
I
your girl.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that, yeah.
Say, hey, it's your girl Jen, and then go into your thing. Do you want to come out of a song? Is that more natural for you?
Well, listen to me. I'm trying to get used to it because I'm still kind of coming out of
Should have done Neil Diamond.
You're on.
Oh.
Green light.
You're on the air. Say something.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over my roommates.
Wait, say sorry.
Goddamn
again.
Roommates.
Sorry. So you need. So we'll do it again for you. So you need to come. We're coming out of a song and then get into. Whatever you want to talk about, because I know that you have some good material there. Okay, so the song is ending here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I can try it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I believe they never come.
Sweet Caroline. Hey, you're chilling with your girl, Jen. Have you ever heard any story, have any bad dates from hell? Because I have a few funny ones here for you. And then I just go into the segue.
Yeah, go into it. We want you to go into it.
Well, the first...
Okay.
What?
So say, hey, it's your girl Jen, and then just go into it. Are you ready?
Okay.
I mean, like, don't act like you're talking to us.
We could probably cut out the, hey, it's Jen. Let's hear the stories.
Well,
I think we get the idea.
Okay, so basically I have this story from a girl who met a guy online, because online dating is horrible.
Why are you hitting the next song?
They went out... What?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
God
go
damn
ahead.
It, Eddie.
Go ahead. Sorry, Jen.
God, so disrespectful. Go ahead, Jen.
No, I know I suck at this. It's
no, you don't.
Practice.
No, you don't. Eddie's a dick.
I we
well,
suck
who picks
at this?
Neil Diamond? Dick move.
But go ahead.
The story?
Sorry, we'll start you over. I'm sorry. We're being dicks.
So
we're being
awful.
We're being awful. Here you go.
We'll right. never come.
Okay, so do you want me just to go right into the story or do my thing again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretend like you're on the air for real. Like,
we're turning our mics off. It's all
yeah,
you.
We're literally going to turn our mics off.
They're going off.
And you're going to have the biggest audience you've ever had. Are you ready, Jen?
So do it just like everything. Hey, Jen, do it all.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Nobody needs you. Calling out to someone who believes in you.
Hey, you're chilling with your girl, Jen. And if you ever had a date from hell, then I have a few funny stories here ready to go for you. My first one is an online dating one, which obviously online dating stories are usually terrible. The first one is this girl met a guy online. She was supposed to meet him for dinner, and he kept texting her to meet him at the hospital. He wouldn't give her an explanation why. She thought, okay, maybe he broke his leg or something. She showed up at the hospital, and apparently he tried to commit suicide because his wife filed for divorce.
Oh, my Lord.
Ouch.
That's such a downer.
That's a great story.
Yeah. She tried to leave. She thought it was because it was so awkward, but then his family members showed up, and he basically told them all that she was his girlfriend.
Wait. She went to the hospital?
Yeah.
That's the
story.
She
went to the hospital.
What's your?
I think that's the real story there. The woman went to the hospital to meet a guy she had never met before. Right?
Well, the only reason why she did is because he's being so persistent about it. But yeah, I agree with you there.
Could have blocked his number.
Well, I think then this is where you get a little personal on the air. What is the most awkward date you've ever been on, Jen?
I don't think I've really had any awkward dates. I've had. Where I've dated guys that were really rude.
Like they just whip it out during dinner?
That's what Eddie does.
That's what I was going
That's
for.
That's my move with the Red Lobster, usually.
That's his anniversary
That's
move.
That's what you call your dick is the Red Lobster.
Right.
Rock Lobster.
Actually, speaking of that, I was reading another story where a guy actually did that with a girl on the first date because she said that she wasn't going to do anything that much on the first date.
Well,
that's
disrespectful.
Yeah, but if he knows it's not going anywhere, you might as well try it.
Challenging him and daring him, and then he does, and then she goes to the news or the police. Like, oh my
management?
God.
I'm going straight.
I was on a date and he took out his penis. He didn't touch me or try anything, but it was horrible.
And then he walked away.
That's never happened to you, Jenny?
It's
never
almost
been.
Like a mic drop. You just whip it out.
Yeah,
and
right?
I thought that's happened to hasn't it happened to most girls who are out on a date and the guy just whips it out?
Any girl that dated you, Eddie?
Yeah. So, Jenny, it's never happened to you? Well, do you want to go on a date then? Or?
I'm sorry?
Oh, nothing. I'm just saying if that's never happened to you, we can fix that.
Wow.
There are plenty of guys that will show you their wangs listening. So.
Jesus.
If that's
you can usually determine what type of guys those are, so I usually avoid those.
And why do you have to alienate the inner circle of fans?
But here's a real question. Would you really be offended if that happened on a date and you kind of liked the guy?
Yeah, because I'd be like, can you do it in private, please?
Well, no, say it is in private. Say you just got done at Applebee's, and now you're going to the Sizzler for dessert. And on the way there, you know.
Yeah, no. I still think it's kind of, I don't know, rude, but no. You have more self-control.
There's a time and a place.
So you're telling me you've never just wanted to take out your breasts and expose them to a guy you like?
Well, that's a different can of worms.
In public.
Because I'd be hard-pressed.
The equivalent for, whipping it out is, spread eagle for a girl.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Are we talking full erection or?
Either case.
Really? I feel absolutely. Full erection's not as harsh as
the limp flaccid?
The limp noodle. I think that one's more, that one's worse.
Why is that worse?
I don't know.
Because there's a certain subtext with the erection, I guess. With the limp noodle, it's just.
You're like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, it's kind of like.
Everyone's seen
I'm not turned on enough to have sex with you, but I'm a prick enough to pull this move or something.
Right, but most women have...
I get that.
I mean, almost all women have seen an erect penis, and they're used to that, but they're not... Maybe they're not used to seeing...
The sight of a flaccid penis is horrifying.
Right! Like
there's
a George!
Never,
why
there's
is
a never...
George?
Why don't you ask Jen what her opinion is? You're
what do you think, Jen?
Jen?
Which one's worse?
I just think there's a time and place.
Where is it?
Wasn't there a time and place for a flaccid penis?
Do you find flaccid peni horrifying and disgusting?
I don't know if I'd use horrifying, but
but it's
but
not
disgusting
as pleasant.
Is in play.
It's not as pleasant as an erect penis.
Well, Jen, what else do you have? What other
that was old school.
What other news stories do you have?
For news stories,
or you're dating
I have one here where a lady went on a dinner date with a guy. He walked her to her door and then asked if she would urinate in a glass for him so he could drink it.
Ooh. Now, you usually say that for the second date.
That sounds sweet.
I usually wait for the second
date. I'm with Eddie on that.
What's the creepiest thing a guy's
well,
ever done?
You say that for your wedding night.
Mr.
Right.
Thirsty, so.
Yeah. What's the creepiest thing any guy's ever done to you on in general or on a date or, you know, just like...
In your life.
In my life. I don't think I've had anything really creepy. But I've had my friend's boyfriends hit on me while they literally leave the room.
Well, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
I think that counts. That counts.
That's way creepy. Then,
maybe he's looking for a threesome.
All right. No, serious question. This is, do you tell your girlfriends?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
And then what happened?
Did they
after
drop
that?
Those dicks?
Flaccid
nope,
dicks?
Actually, no.
Oh. Did you lose a little respect for your friends?
Not really. It's her
call.
Naive decision. So,
okay.
Yeah, her call.
Well, Jen, it's been great having you on. I think you have a lot of talent and promise there, and good luck with your college radio show. We appreciate you coming on our show to practice. You can come on anytime if you need a little help. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Well, I have 30 shows to go before I'm supposed to get good, so.
Oh, okay. Well, now this will be like, so we're talking to you before the 30 shows. Let's talk to you after the 30 shows, and then we can see if you've improved.
Yeah, hopefully.
Does that sound like a plan? Then we'll give you a grade.
Okay.
And we'll see if it matches your professor's grade.
Okay.
What's your professor's background? I think maybe EJC should be teaching that class.
He actually owns his own company, but he's worked in radio for a year. But he mostly delegates a lot to the second year students because he's so busy.
He has a podcast, Chris.
What a hack.
All right, well, thanks, Jen. We appreciate you coming on the show, and thanks for being in the chat room as well. Adobe.com/EJCVIP. Are you having fun in there? Why don't you tell everybody firsthand you're having fun?
Sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them. No, right now. Get people in our chat room. See, part of being an on-air DJ is you have to tell people what to do, but you have to say it in a way where you're not telling them what to do. You have to sell them on things without the audience knowing that they're being sold on something.
DraftKings.com.
So why don't you try to get the people in the chat room right now?
I just thought you guys are kind of cool. There you go.
Adobe.com/EJCVIP. All right. Thanks, Jen. We appreciate it.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show, 1-888-99-IDOBE. That's 1-888-994-4624. Number call up. Nick De La Hoya is on Skype right now. Nick, how are you? You're live on the air.
Yeah, good. I'm great, thanks. How about you?
We're doing great.
Thank you for asking.
Yes, thank you. You're here live on the EJC Show.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for coming on. How are you? What's going on?
I'm really good. Not too bad. Had a bit of a late morning. I woke up a bit late, slept in a bit. Had a late night just doing some online broadcast. So when I'm in Australia, it's the time zones are really different here. So when I want to broadcast to people in America, I have to stay up really late.
Are you on Twitch playing video games?
Yeah, occasionally. No, not really.
No. What's your online broadcast, for real?
Well, as in what I do online.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what is this online broadcast that kept you up all night?
It's called YouNow. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
YouNow. Should we be on YouNow instead of this Adobe joke?
I don't see why not.
No, maybe you should be on Adobe.
Pretty much, it's just like a live YouTube, and you go on and you gain viewers. You know, if you're interesting, you sing or you rap, or if you're a comedian, you go on there and you try and get as many viewers as you can and build fans that way. So it's kinda
why are
cool.
Why are you not doing that on Adobe though? That's what you should be doing. How many people watch you?
It varies. It varies. It all depends on how roughly. You know, depending on the day, normally around 100.
Okay, come on. You should come over to Adobe. And
we can double that.
Yeah.
We can
easily.
We could quadruple that times a billion.
No. Well, I'm down for that then. Sounds good to me.
You should maybe you could do a show on Adobe. But Nick De La Hoya, everybody, is a really cool artist. You actually were highlighted by MTV, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that's wicked.
Congrats on that. Weren't you like an MTVU award?
Yeah. We managed to win that competition and get full rotation, which was awesome.
You got
The fans managed to pull through and get the votes, so I was really happy with that, yeah.
You have a mention in the source as well.
Yeah, we've actually been pretty fortunate with the source. I think we've had 2 mentions or 3 mentions now, so it's really been great to have their support, so I'm really, really blessed.
That's legit. It's big time.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, man. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's go back to the beginning. What made you want to become a rapper to begin with?
So it's actually a pretty long story, but so when I was 15, I actually moved to Spain, Barcelona, to play football. And that was what I was certain, you know, I wanted to do. And when I moved there, I moved without my family, without my friends. I was on my own. So I was pretty young, you know, in a country where I couldn't speak the language. And so it got really tough for me. And I didn't know how exactly to express my outlets. And I started writing down my thoughts, writing down my feelings. I didn't even know I could sing or rap or any of that. It purely started with poetry. And I would just write how my feelings were, you know, say on the bus ride to the training or late at night, I would just sit and write lyrics. And the lyrics ended up turning into songs, and I never knew I could sing, so I started to, you know, make the words rhyme and started rapping, and then it just took over my life.
Well, that's cool. You did mention that you freestyle rap a little bit on your online broadcast. Is that right?
Yeah.
Chris here is a champion.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Fair enough.
No. No.
Chris, you're good though. Why are you selling yourself short? You're good. Don't be embarrassed.
Because I fell on my face earlier.
No, but
Eddie asked me to do this twice already tonight, and I got nothing right now. I'm dry.
Do you want to feel the beat first? Maybe feel the beat.
You like it dry though.
Yeah. As we
only learn. Oral.
So would you be willing to maybe freestyle rap a little bit with Chris if we have a good beat?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Here's the beat.
Good.
Here we go. Chris will go first, and then Nick De La Hoya second.
I like the build-up.
Gotta let this roll for a minute.
Yeah, it's a good build-up.
Yeah.
It's dramatic.
Suspense.
Take it. Go for it.
Am I going first?
Yeah, I got nothing. I really... Eddie, I mean, like, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, sorry. Do you want him to go first, then?
I mean, I got nothing.
Okay, Nick,
I'm feeling the pressure with my fuck-up.
Don't feel the pressure.
Well,
No pressure.
It's too late. Like, I'm just...
We're just having fun here. No
close your eyes.
I have a blank.
Close your eyes.
Feel the beat.
I'm drawing a blank.
Let's let Nick go, then.
Yeah, Nick you take it, man.
You want me to reset?
It's all you.
I'm going to reset it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go back to the beginning. We're going to go back to the beginning of this beat, and you can't, just go when you're ready.
All right. Yeah. Never thought I would have been the one to really do that. I can't hold back. Never thought I would have been the one to really hold back. I'm telling you to wait. Wait, it cut out. Hold on. I can't hear it. Here we go.
Can you hear it okay? Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah,
sorry.
It was
sorry.
Cutting
sorry.
Out.
Sorry.
It kept cutting out.
Do you have headphones? I don't even know. Yeah, put on some headphones. I don't think you'll be able to hear it better.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, and then Nick De La Hoya is the name of the artist. Everybody check him out. Really cool music out there. He's an Australian musician, and he's been featured in a lot of online magazines. The Source, he's been in there. Everybody's talking about this guy. MTV U Award.
Of course.
EJC show? That should be in your bio, by the way, but it's not. Okay, you ready? Let me know
when
you're ready.
I got the headphones on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's way better this way. Never thought I would have been the one to really do that. I can't hold back. Never thought I would have been the one I really had that. I'm holding on for that wealth. Never thought I would have really felt that bad. My told me to change, but I can notice it. It keeps cutting out, guys. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh.
That's too bad. You were
up on my end.
I dug
you
it.
Were on a roll, man.
You were doing so good. You're doing so good. Yeah, turn
a
up
very just, impressive display so far.
Turn up your mic on your end. Turn up your mic on your end. Then I can turn up the volume over here.
Switch the compressor.
Because it's not that I can't hear it. It just completely goes out.
Well, the problem is I have to turn it down a little bit because you're not loud enough. So if you turn up your mic, I think maybe we can solve the issue. So can you turn up your mic somehow? I don't know.
Yeah, let me figure this out. So I'm gonna
crank it to 11.
Yeah, crank it to 11. Nick De La Hoya is freestyle rapping with us on the EJC show. Everybody, check out his debut EP, Passion. That's out right now, right?
Yep, sure is.
Everybody, go check that out. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah. Is that louder? Is that better?
I think it's a little bit better. Yeah, you ready? Okay, sorry.
All right, cool. Let's
sorry, we're working it. We're working it out. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to keep it where it's at. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Here we go.
Can't hold back. Never thought I would have been running through that. I can't look back. Everybody telling me the wrong damn things. You told me that I won't work. You told me that I won't lose. I can't just let it go past, nah. It don't just matter. Everybody going all crazy. They see the bigger picture now. They see just how God made me. But I let it go. I let it fall. It's cutting out, guys.
I think this is the Skype thing then. But you're sounding great though, man. This is good. I'm getting into it. Can you just keep going? You got the beat down. Just keep
going. How about you just do it without the beat?
Yeah. Let's
okay,
have
with,
it.
Without the beat. Go for it.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Now to see that I'll be worth it, but they will never be certain. The things that I'll be doing never be wrong, never be perfect. To put it first, it's change the game of a mind of a person, I would have been cursing. Thought of the game and thought of the purpose, I had it all. They thought that I was playing more. The bigger the mind, the bigger the game, the bigger the heart of fall. Now can you tell them that? I couldn't hold it back. The people around me telling me that I would never be rapping. But in a family base that you ain't even know about. And but in a landscape to hold up when I'm out of doubt. So is it games, styles, or futuristic? Come a bit closer and tell them all to give me the wishes. Cause things will change now, I wanted to. It doesn't matter if you never thought what's wrong with you. Now is it possible to holler when you're falling through? Cause nothing ever seems to happen. Take a look at you. What is wrong?
Yeah.
All right, man.
There we go.
That was fucking tight. That was spot on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you.
Great job, man. No wonder why.
Were you recording, Eddie? We're going to...
Of course.
Yeah.
We're gonna make that. We own the rights to that.
Yeah,
bike.
Can yeah. we? We're producers for that one.
It's all yours.
EJC LLC.
Yeah. So we have a couple. We have your whole Passion EP right now. Let's play a little sample,
yep.
just so people kind of know what we're talking about here. What song should we play a little clip of?
Maybe By My Side.
Okay. And with By My Side, when does the hook come in? What part should we play? Give me a time code.
The hook comes in straight away.
Straight away. Okay, here we go. There's a little yep. bit of this. Yes, Nick De La Hoya.
And it's you that makes me feel alright. And it's you that's always by my side. And it's you. Never thought it would have happened to me. The things that I really love and the passion of it. Can't see, you can't hold, you can't have it. Never really was a boy in the mathematics. Dip into the crack at it with a bad habit. Music is the only drug for the mad addicts. Can't see, you can't hope, you can't be. Unless you're living every day like a daydream. People asking the questions. I've been overseas, now I'm back in the bedroom. Writing all the tweaks for the fans in a set tune. It never really made sense until I met you. And everything thing that I love in the best mood. I'm gonna get you, rising like a rescue. Cause I can't move on until I have it all. I wanna hear the crowd roar on a major tour.
There you go, yeah. Hey, good, great job, man. That sounds really
thank
good.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I think really you good. Earned your hype, sir.
Who are some of your inspirations? I hear a lot of different artists in there, but you tell me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I'll tell you them. So I've got Macklemore. Okay. I love his story. I love his style of rap and just... I don't know, he's different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Eminem, obviously, but I preferred Eminem's older stuff when he was first, you know, breaking through the industry.
More right. of a Slim well, Shady guy.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
But what about his new album's yeah. pretty good, though. His latest album, I think, is really good, but anyways.
Yeah, he's kind of getting back to normal. I don't know. He went through a kind of poppy stage, and now he's kind of going back, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Ed Sheeran, I'm a huge fan. Not only can he sing, he can rap, and he's just crazy. Who else? I'm actually a bit of a... Now, with his new music, is Justin Bieber. I'm a fan of his new music, which is, I think, it's really cool what he's doing, and he's kind of creating his own sound, which is really cool.
Really, you like that new Justin Bieber song? We were debating that a couple weeks ago. I guess we were a little bit torn on that.
Well, I'm more of the Where Are You Now fan rather than What Do You Mean.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I think that vibe was pretty cool. What he did with Skrillex was pretty cool. So,
Nick De La Hoya, and what if you could collaborate with any artists? Who would you like to collaborate with?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say someone like Ed Sheeran. I think
that'd be good. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah. Even though he'd show me up in both singing and rapping, but yeah, I would choose Ed Sheeran probably.
Well, I'm really digging what you're doing here, man. This is cool stuff. What about Asher Roth? What do you think of that guy?
I actually haven't heard of Asher Roth.
Really? Okay, you should look that guy up. He's pretty good. He's a little bit gimmicky, but I sort of heard a little bit of him and you too, but I think you're definitely going for the right... You're going for the big ones as far as your inspiration goes and what you like to listen to and that's cool, man. So, well, what's going
on? Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. So, Asher Roth, Asher Roth.
But you should quit that stupid online broadcast you're doing and do something on Adobe. I mean, what are you doing, man?
You could do a show in the middle of the night for Adobe, which is during the day in Australia.
Yeah, well, I'd love to do that. Sounds good to me.
Well, let's talk about that for real.
You could be making upwards of $20 a night.
Yeah,
that's not promising. What?
No,
money,
no, you won't. You're not going to make any.
There's no money in this.
You'll get a Tootsie Roll.
I'm not doing. It's not for the money. It's just for the interaction with fans and stuff. So that's all I do it for.
I didn't promise them anything. I said you could be making up to.
Why yeah, not
0 to 20? 0 to 20
sounds good to me.
Well, all right. So, touché. Are you in Australia right now? I think you are. Right?
I'm in Australia. I'm actually heading out to LA in. Less than in the very beginning of November, so in a few weeks.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. We'll have to have you come by the Adobe studio, and not only that, I think that what time is it in Australia? It's like what, 11 a.m.
It's currently 12:30.
12:30.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
It's Monday for us. So weird. Your time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey,
what happens in the future?
Yeah, what happens tomorrow?
What lotto numbers should I play?
hopefully good ones. Hey, I'm banking everything on this music. That's all I've been doing. It's all I do. I don't have a B plan. I don't believe in B plans. And
good.
I'm A.
I like that. I like that attitude.
Have you ever heard of a saying called cheers, cunt? Do you use that saying a lot?
yeah, that's probably used about 10 times a day in the Australian households.
Right.
And about 10 times a day here on the show.
But our U.S. audience is very, they don't get it, and they are offended.
It's weird because Americans don't understand that in Australia, you will call someone you don't know mate, but you will call your best friend a cunt.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy. Like, Australians are weird. We're weird people.
I don't know. I call Eddie a dick all the time.
Right. well, Nick, we appreciate you being on the show. Very nice to have you on. Nick De La Hoya. Everybody check
Thanks
him
so
out.
Thanks so much, guys.
And
take care.
How can everybody find your stuff?
Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud.
Just search for Nick De La Hoya.
iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff.
He's on. He's everywhere. Okay, we're going to play By My Side. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. And we hope to catch up with you soon. I think that you have a lot of promise, a lot of talent. And I see some amazing things in your future. You're not going to want to talk to us in probably a year. I think your publicist will say this show's too small.
I'll always have time for you guys.
Oh, okay.
All cheers, right. Cunt.
Well, thank you. Cheers, cunt. All right, thanks, man. We appreciate you being on the show, all right? You have a great
night.
Thanks,
man. I appreciate being here, too.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Take care, guys.
You too. Bye. Here you go. Here's By My Side from Nick De La Hoya. Check him out. It's that makes me feel alright, and it's you that's always by my side, and it's you I can't just leave you far. All the time, never thought it would've happened to me. The things that I really love and the passion to be. Can't see, you can't hold, you can't have. Never really was a boy in the mathematics. Dipping to the crack at it with a bad habit. Music is the only drug for the mad addicts. Can't see, you can't hold, you can't be.
unless you're living every day like a daydream. People asking the questions, I've been overseas, now I'm back in the bedroom, writing all the tweaks for the fans in a set tune. It never really made sense until I met you, and everything thin that I love, love in the best mood. I'm gonna get you, buzzing like a rescue, cause I can't move on until I have it all. I wanna hear the crowd roar on a major tour. About a fame, been about a lifestyle, been about a game, I've been about a lot smart. I wanna put it on everybody's faces, I wanna see them smile back when the bass hits. I never understood it properly, I wanna build right up, be a part of me. It ain't hard to see all the haters and the kids that are mocking me, they're coming back with apologies. A part of me is telling me to stop now, but I will never be the one to ever back down. Never notice when it's gone, I hold it right up, now I wanna be the one. I started with a dream inside and now I can't find it. I'm digging so damn deep, undecisive. I can't change, I can't feel. I just hope to God that I will be so real.
Okay, so yeah, here we are. EJC Show.
Welcome back.
Time for the real news that everybody needs to know. Chris has the news.
This is always the sad part of the show, I think.
Why?
Because it means it's almost the end.
Oh.
Mm.
What's happening in the world?
I'm always thrilled.
We go to the EJC news desk.
You just like having the show to yourself for a little bit.
It's true.
Mm. Go for it.
Yeah, this is legitimately a tragic story. Authorities in Fort Myers, Florida are searching for the gunman who opened fire Saturday night at an annual event called ZombieCon, killing one and injuring five. The shootings began at 11:45 p.m.
So was it like kind of like the guy, I think this is like a deranged motherfucker that was pretending it was a video game or something?
I don't know. Can I read this? The people that were injured were treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The guy who was killed was a 20-year-old named Expavios Tyrell Taylor.
Can you read it?
A police lieutenant is asking the people who attended the event for help. Quote, "There was a lot of witnesses down here. There were a lot of people taking pictures. Anything that could help with this investigation would be greatly appreciated."
Wow.
ZombieCon has been a popular event for nearly a decade. There were around 20,000 people packed into
Go ahead.
Inappropriate, man. Pactons of the downtown.
Why is that inappropriate?
This is really affecting Chris. Just let him finish.
Yeah, no, this is a serious story. Man, somebody died last night.
I know. It's
too soon.
Too soon to play. We play sound effects for every story. Don't blame me. I'm not the sound effects guy.
You really are.
Damn it,
Anderson. Sitting right here.
You know what? Someone in this time period of you two arguing died from a gunshot.
Yeah, Chris.
That's tragic, too.
So
that is tragic.
Just think about it.
Maybe we should just expunge the gunshot sound effect from the soundboard.
Ooh.
A statement on the ZombieCon Facebook page said organizers were saddened by the news and the group takes the safety of its patrons very seriously.
So now what do we do?
Just think about it for a minute.
Do you have anything to add? We can hit the next story. Either one. So
you upset,
I think
Chris?
It speaks for itself.
Yeah. It's tragic.
You know, what can you do? These damn shootings, they happen all the time, but nobody's doing anything about it, and I'm tired of hearing about these shootings in the news, but there's nothing anybody's doing to stop them. And looking at you, Congress.
True.
Yeah, good points.
And
yeah.
I'm tired of validating these fucking stories by, you know. I know it's in our news, but whatever, but I feel like the more steam we give these in the meantime is not going to help anything.
Right.
So we should just be denying that, like...
No. No.
Like something like this happens and then we just ignore it?
No, I'm not saying that either.
I'm not clear on what you're saying.
I'm just saying I think we're adding fuel to the fire by validating these motherfuckers who feel like it's okay to go shoot up places.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Are you saying we shouldn't be talking about?
No, we should be talking about it, but it's a double-edged sword. Do we talk about we should talk about the victims, I guess, is what they always say, right? But it's just these mass shooting stories are becoming tiresome.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I have to say.
I blame the gun lobby. What's their
NRA?
Yeah. I'm blaming them directly. I'm calling them out. It's a powerful enemy. They have Congress in their grip. A couple was set to marry in a $35,000 ceremony in Sacramento. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
But when it was called off, the jilted bride's family decided not to cancel the venue and catering. Instead, they invited the city's homeless to enjoy the food, which came from the hotel's 4-star restaurant. The feast included salmon and steak, as well as appetizers, salad, and nachos.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Nachi, whichever.
Pronounce it nachos.
The wedding's costs included a non-refundable honeymoon trip to Belize, which the bride and her mother are now planning to take. The former couple met in July 2011 and began dating shortly afterwards before getting engaged during an Easter family meal last year.
Well, that's nice of them to not waste all those...
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's fine. That's
classy. And you can write it off.
It's classy. Yeah.
It's a donation.
Yeah, maybe that's all
it was. That's
about.
What it was. But yeah. Hey, you know what?
It was also probably non-refundable, but...
It said non-refundable. You just read that.
Speaking of weddings...
I just read it. I don't listen to it.
Should we talk about the fact that all three of us have to be in a wedding on Friday? We're all groomsmen in a wedding, which is an interesting situation.
Wedding of the century.
Wedding of the century.
Because we're in it.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to finally tie the knot, and they asked us to be in the wedding.
Was the other wedding we were in, was that this century? Yes, it was. Second wedding of the century.
I was about to be like, no, it wasn't.
We're not that old.
I even remember. So,
are you guys ready to be groomsmen in this wedding we have going on Friday?
What's that?
Are you guys ready to be groomsmen in the wedding?
What are we doing? We walk down and stand.
Yeah.
What else are we doing? What else?
Just another Friday.
Taking off 2 days of work. I'm
taking 5 days off.
I know. I don't know.
Nice welcoming break.
It's going to be, yeah.
We've all
been
in a couple, or well, at least the one.
I've only been in one wedding.
No. Well, I've been in... This will be my third, I think, but...
Really?
Yeah, I was at... My sister got married.
Okay, that's two.
Yeah.
This is your third.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Eddie?
My second, I want to say. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we're two for two.
Two for two.
Thank your sister for, you know, having us as groomsmen. Fucking bitch.
That bitch!
How dare she?
How dare she ruin her wedding?
I've only met her like 3 times. How could I not be in her wedding?
You know, I want to get really offended, but, you know.
No, it's
your
a joke.
Opinion. It's cool.
Don't get offended. It was a joke.
You know, maybe.
In jest. It was in jest.
Perhaps. I mean, you know.
Ever since the zombie thing and Eddie got you pissed off, you're just easy to get pissed off now.
Am I pissed off?
He's testy.
Yeah, he's testy. Now, if you wouldn't have brought up the zombie thing and the little sound effects, the sound effects,
we did
he would have laughed at the jokes I just made. But now he's turned against me.
Every news story we do has sound effects.
I'm not against you or mad at you at all. I'm just trying, like I was about to say that I wasn't mad, and then I realized that might sound bad on my end. So that's the hesitation.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I just felt bad for being like, ah, fuck it, go for it.
Well, whatever. If she listened, she knew we were kidding.
Yeah.
If she supported us.
She never supports me.
Hmm.
Rent is so high in San Francisco that young professionals have flocked to Oakland, where a shipping container village is growing. For just $600 a month, people can live in Containercopia. Get a 160-square-foot metal box, which can be modified to include glass windows, electricity, and its own bathroom. The average rents in the city, which have soared by 20% in the last year, now surpass even those in Manhattan. A couple bought the land and then a warehouse for the makeshift community. The land is being used to grow vegetables for their container village. A one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco costs about $3,500 a month. Rent.
Okay.
Fuck. Ever since Full House was filmed there, the market has just been on fire.
I know. Seriously.
Those have been some full houses.
They have. Thanks, Danny Tanner.
What the hell was that?
It was the CSI thing.
No.
It's not the same.
Gotcha.
Why would you cut off my punchline? I had a good punchline. You cut me off with your scream.
Ah!
That was horrible.
Who's ringing? Is your watch
what the
ringing
fuck
at
is
us?
That?
My watch is ringing.
God damn you and your fucking Apple
iWatch.
Shit.
Are we calling it? It's an iWatch, right? We
yeah.
agreed on
Apple.
That? It's an iWatch.
Apple Watch. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
What are you getting notified on?
It's somebody's calling me. It's so annoying.
Calling you during a show? Don't they
you
know?
I don't know.
Because I heard your phone, I pulled out my phone just to make sure that the sound was off, and it is. Hmm. Because I'm a professional.
I don't know how to turn off my watch phone.
Take the watch off.
Why don't you leave it in your bedroom, wherever that happens to be?
Put on Do Not Disturb during this 2-hour period once
a week.
Put it
on analog. Switch out the face.
I don't know how.
Give me a baseball bat.
I don't know. I'm doing
it. We'll turn it off.
Okay. You are like a child of 2 years old or younger, or an old person of 58 years and older.
Wait, you're saying old people are 58 or older?
I'm saying people who don't know how to use technology.
Hmm.
When you explain the joke, it's not funny. Go ahead.
Shut up, interrupter with your phone call.
A Wisconsin dad snapped a hilarious homecoming picture with his daughter's date.
Good.
Rikara Shock was having a pre-dance photo session with her boyfriend when her father Benjamin decided to get in on the fun. He stood behind his daughter's date as they held hands, mimicking the pose the couple had just struck for the camera. Car's mom is a professional photographer, and she knew she had to share the moment. She placed the image of the couple with Benjamin and Ricard's date side by side, adding the caption, "Whatever you do to my daughter, I will do to you," a joke he had once made. "My husband is a big-hearted teddy bear," she told BuzzFeed, so it was his way of being silly with a pinch of, "I'm watching you, buddy." The mother of four said, "This kind of lightheartedness has been essential for the family as her husband battles multiple brain tumors."
That was a major
downer.
Jesus. Jeez. Oh, my God. That story took a turn for the worst. What the hell?
I don't even know what to say
there. At first,
there.
I was going
to
say this dad is being
maybe
kind
you
of
should play some gunshot sound effects. That's always a winner.
That's every time Chris is a joke.
I'm going to play the cancer sound effect.
Chris's joke.
But wow, what a turn.
I'm killing it.
Shouldn't that be the lead in the story? Why? Why would they put that? That's just so... what a terrible story.
That's sad.
You wrote that horribly.
I hope you beat it, bud, if you're listening.
Yeah. Now, I don't even care
about
the
whole... Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting.
I don't even care about the actual story.
Keep being funny and weird.
Anything good?
Well, yeah. This is good news.
Last story, or...
Yeah, last... No? Well, yeah. I don't know. Why
Maybe.
Not?
We'll
Whichever.
See. I don't know. I don't know.
So...
What do we have?
The world's first female sex drug hit the shelves over the weekend.
Good.
Addie, I guess, is how you pronounce it. Huh? Addyi was officially released in the U.S. on Saturday. The drug helps improve a woman's sex drive by acting on brain chemicals associated with desire. One downside of the drug? It can't be taken with alcohol or certain other medications.
Turn off your porn, Chris. At the time. Put the phone
Trying
away.
Trying to masturbate
Put the
here.
Phone away. Put the phone away.
Anytime's a good time for porn, sir. Particularly, say, when you're working at Target and you're, you
touché,
know.
Touché, touché, touché.
You want to make little girls cry.
Ugh. Is that the story?
Yeah, that's, that's
so
the story.
That, so I think that's good. I mean, anything to make women want to bang more, I think, benefits everybody.
Especially Eddie.
Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Malia Obama was photographed at a party where students were playing beer pong. The 17-year-old Obama visited Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, during a tour of campuses as she tries to decide where she wants to go to college. A photo of Malia was posted on Snapchat showing her at a party next to a game of beer pong. It doesn't appear she was playing the game, and she wasn't holding a cup at the time.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, why is it even a news story? Oh, okay.
Conservatives. Conservatives give a shit.
A girl in college played beer pong, everybody.
She's not in college. She's in high school.
How old is she?
17. She was touring.
God,
campuses.
Listen to the story.
I was too busy trying to get this stupid fucking song to work.
Is this American Dad? Thank you, Seth MacFarlane.
Is this a Memorial Day parade? What is the? What do you? What effect are you trying to go for?
Patriotic president. 3-4. Yeah, I don't know.
That was better.
This is like a punk version of the presidential thing. I don't know, but anyways,
hey, did you guys hear who's running against me in the 2020 election for presidency?
Who?
Dana Carvey.
Lindsay Lohan and Kanye West are my competition so
far. They've seriously jumped in.
They have. They've said that
they've announced though.
Yep. So guys, get out there and vote in 2020 for me, Jason.
You gonna really run?
Yeah, why not?
I got one more pretty good one here. It's brief.
Well, let's just stop the end of the show.
We'll talk about that one next time.
I can just talk about it over the. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Is it that good?
It's good.
It's short and it's. Not bad. A Florida couple decided to have sex one last time instead of surrendering to cops during a stand.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, all right.
But the show's over. We're going over time, and we're good. Go ahead, though.
Over time.
He would have been done.
Yeah,
okay. He would have been done.
A Florida.
You're pissing Eddie off now.
Go ahead.
A Florida couple decided to have sex one last time instead of surrendering to cops during a standoff. The man was wanted on several warrants, but the duo refused to come out of their mobile home. At one point, the woman told police over the phone she would surrender but wanted to have sex with her boyfriend one last time. They were charged with resisting arrest and false imprisonment.
Good. So is that all you wanted to say?
Would you do that if you were about to be arrested? Like, yeah, well...
I gotta say it's not a terrible idea.
Right.
You know?
What if he was,
do you think he couldn't
get it up?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That might be a hard performance situation.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to have some better.
Do you have any other commentary? I thought it was like a story where you really felt something.
I was just saying it was a brief story that's kind of interesting.
But you can't do your news story over the closing music.
Why not?
Just a rule.
Don't make arbitrary rules.
It's Eddie's rule.
It's completely arbitrary.
The music means we're over time and we gotta go.
Over time? When have we ever...
We have to hit a certain time for the podcast.
This is all new to me.
Well, when the ending music starts, we gotta stop, otherwise...
Oh, otherwise, the ending music means nothing.
Yeah.
Tom's really mad right now. We're over
the ending music.
How could you, Chris? How could you disrespect this song? It means so much to so many people.
It's the linchpin of society.
Yeah.
Without respecting the closing music, we've been reduced to chaos. It's a Mad Max world.
It is.
I mean,
don't let that happen, Chris.
Look at, like, the Olympics. They have, the closing ceremonies. What if they just started...
Like, some shot putter runs out, like, wait! Wait! I missed my plane!
Right.
Wait! Check it out! Ugh! Yeah!
Exactly.
All right.
Can't do it.
Well, I see your point.
You can't do
it.
I see
your point.
Yeah, it's like you're about... Yeah, you just ruined the money shot. We'll see you next time here on EJC Show.
This is what everybody has been waiting for, this to end.
Chris ruined everybody's money shot. I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm the interrupter.
Never let this guy on a porn set. They have to shut it down for weeks.
I'm waving in front of the dick, like, trying to ejaculate. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Just waving my hand. Waving
yeah.
My hand.
You gotta do this. You gotta use your point fingers.
All right.
That didn't broadcast well over the radio,
but that's
pretty
gag,
awesome.
A visual gag.
I'm sorry. Are we all talking over the playout music too much?
We've
is
hit
this
it
too
like,
much?
He hit it
are
like,
we over time?
This is disrespectful to the playout music.
It's like the 10th time we've hit play.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, get our podcast. Eddie, Jason, and Chris, search that on iTunes. And remember to follow us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet. EJC Show. Keep up with us, and we will follow you back, of course. EJC Show. You want to follow her on Twitter, we'll follow you back.
DraftKings.com.
Yes. And also Facebook.com/EJC Show. We'll see you guys next time. Maybe. I don't know. Bye-bye.
God bless.